Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Maureen and thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with me. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. We're kicking things off today with a great tune to set the mood. We Built This City by Starship, because building things is exactly what we're talking about in the first half hour of the show today. My first guest is Diane Labors, director of the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. She'll be here to tell us all about an exciting new carpentry course starting this March, what it offers, who it's for, and why skilled trades are more important than ever in our region. We'll also have our community event announcements and plenty of music coming up in the first half hour of the show. In the second half hour, I'll be joined by Canadian singer-songwriter Bobby Bazzini, who's coming to the Granada Theatre in Sherbrooke this Thursday, February 26th. We'll talk about his music, his tour, and what audiences can expect from the show. Plus, I'll have your health news and more great music to round out the hour. So settle in. We've got conversations, community, and music all coming up right now, starting with Starship and We Built This City.
We built this city on rock.
Today we're talking about careers in the skilled trades, and in particular, carpentry, which continues to be one of the backbone trades in the construction industry. With housing, renovations, and infrastructure projects happening across Quebec, many people are asking whether learning a trade is still a good path to stable work. According to the Commission de la Construction de Québec, the industry will continue to need new workers in the coming years, which makes training more important than ever. Joining me now is Diane Lavers, the director of Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, which is offering a one-year carpentry course starting this March. The program is designed to prepare students for real job sites, teaching them everything from reading plans and framing to safety and finishing work. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Diane Lavers to the Townships at 12. Now, Diane is the director for the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, and today we're going to be talking about a new carpentry course coming up in March, so that's very exciting. Welcome, Diane.
Thanks for having me, Maureen.
Now, who is this program designed for? Is it for career changers or people who just like hands-on work or recent graduates?
Well, actually, it's for everybody from 16 to 99 years old who wants to learn a trade. The carpentry program that is offered through the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center is the complete Diploma of Vocational Studies. So it's a 1,350-hour course that leads to the possibility of there's many possibilities for our carpenters to work in different types of industries, like there's commercial, residential, industrial, carpentry that's possible as well. So it opens a lot of doors and it gives hands-on skills for everything from building a staircase to doing installing windows to doing roofing. So there's a whole possibility of learning skills.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a complete course. Now, why is carpentry such an important trade right now, do you think?
Well, right now, according to the ministry and the industry that oversees the trades in the construction environment, there is a big lack of main-d'oeuvre for this trade. So there was, a couple of years back, the Offensive Construction, where LVTC had offered and graduated 88 students for the carpentry program, but it was an accelerated one. Now it's the Offensive Construction that is coming back because in the townships, there is a big lack of main-d'oeuvre. So they're coming back, but they're coming back to offer the complete diploma. So it's, again, once again, it's an offensive. It's part of an offensive construction because there's not enough carpenters pour remplir les besoins présentement and the ones that are coming in too. Because the industry, what they do is they look at who's going to be close to retiring, what are our needs in the industry for each trade. And right now, Eastern Township School Board threw our hats in for the carpentry program.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What are some of the main skills the students will be learning during the program?
Well, I'll tell you, they can work in residential, commercial, institution, and civil engineering projects. They go from reading plans to performing layout and calculations, building concrete forms and foundations, framing forms, walls, roof, installing doors and windows. So it's really a complete program for a charpentier menuisier. They learn all of the technical skills and teamwork and on-the-job safety knowledge as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, they learn everything from concrete forms and foundations to framing floors, walls, and roofs. How hands-on is the training? I would imagine quite a bit.
Well, in vocational education, all the training is hands-on. So there's, at the beginning of the course, there are some base knowledge that the students have to have before they go into the shop, but every competency has a a hands-on shop experience. There's only like two or three competencies where it's more theory, where it's health and safety on the construction sites. That's a mandatory course that all construction workers have to have. And then they're already in the shop learning to use small tools to build small furniture. Last year we had built benches for our elementary schools in the Eastern Township School Board. We did flower bases as well for certain elementary schools. So we do little projects, and then they go on to learn more difficult and more complex skills as they go through the program of studies.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Do you have any idea what kinds of tools and equipments the students learn to work with safely?
Boy, they go I'm going to use the French word, ensembleurs, mm-hmm. and petits sembleurs, to a sisal, to an cironde. Tell you the truth, Maureen, I don't have the technical words, the technical words that our teachers could say, because I'm not the specialist of the program. But what I can say is that we're completely equipped with all of the tools that they're going to need in the workforce.
Okay, that is good to know. Now, the program prepares students for residential, commercial, institutional, and civil engineering projects. Can you explain the differences between these types of work?
To tell you the truth, Maureen, I would rather have somebody else explain those types of tools. So that question could, not the types of environments, because it's very complex. It would be the information, we could find it on our website at lvtc.ca, because it's really somebody that comes from the trade that it has the ability to explain the difference between residential. Well, residential, it's like the houses, the apartment buildings. The commercial is like the, I would say like a shopping mall. The industrial would be all of the big manufacturers. And the civil engineering is the building the bridges. Like the civil engineering, our carpenters worked on the extension of the 410.
Oh, okay.
The highway 410. Oh. So that would be an example. Mm-hmm. If I can say it like that.
That's interesting. Now, do you know what kinds of jobs a graduate could realistically expect to do when they finish their course?
Well, actually, because of the need of the trade of carpenters, the students will be skilled to do anything that the general contractors will need them to do. So they, to tell you the truth, everything that they learned through the program of studies, they're going to be habilitated to do that within the workforce. There's one thing that I'd like to add also, Maureen, that's mm-hmm. important for our English-speaking community in the townships, is that we chose to offer the course in Waterloo because of the extent of our territory on the Eastern Township School Board, that we go like from Drummondville, Victoriaville, up to Bedford, almost à la Montérégie, up to Lake Megantic. We wanted to offer a centralized environment to have easy access straight off the highway to all of our English-speaking population.
Mm-hmm. That is a great idea. Now, job site safety is a big part of the program, and you mentioned some of the safety courses. Anything else you'd like to elaborate on about the safety courses in the program?
Their second course that we call a competency is the health and safety on a job on the construction site. I'm sorry, it's health and safety on the construction site. That's a mandatory course for everybody that does any construction trade. Then every single time that the student is in the shop, there is a health and safety pass or fail condition. So the students are continuously evaluated on their on the applications of their knowledge of what is a safe way to work in, like, on when they use scaffolding? Well, what is the safety measure when we're working with this? What is the safety measure when we need to go and work with a certain type of tool? So it's this health and safety knowledge is really developed and mainly accuracy, if I can say, throughout the whole program of studies, so that when they do get on the job site, they are used to wearing their hard hats, their glasses, their protective glasses, their steel toe boots, and they know when and what to do in every circumstance.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, beyond technical skills, what personal qualities do you think students develop, like teamwork and precision?
Teamwork, precision, everything that is punctuality, attendance, the importance of being on time at the job, all of the soft skills that are needed in the industry. So communication, teamwork is a big part of the soft skills that they need. And we do, because they work in teams during the program of studies, we do develop those soft skills.
Okay, good. How quickly can a graduate usually find work after completing the program? Do you have any idea?
From experience, they are all hired before they finish their program, because throughout the program of studies, we support the students as well in writing up their resume, developing a portfolio, and then getting them in touch with employers, so that when they're done the program, they can go see the employer, get their, it's 100 an hour guarantee of work for them to go get their competency card in carpentry. So I'd say 100% of our students that graduate do find work, and we support them in that task. And as I said, some even work in the industry while they're doing the program. During the summer season, students can also go to c'est la CCQ, la Commission de la Construction du Québec, to get student cards to be able to work in the industry and do certain tasks during summertime with an engagement that they will go back and finish their program of study. Mm-hmm. So that is a possibility. Okay. Our students also, during the program of study, have the possibility to benefit from a loan and bursary program that they can apply on. Also, that our guidance counselor supports them in filing for the loans and bursaries program.
Okay, that is really important to know. Do you know what a typical day looks like for a student in this program?
A typical day is really they go into, because the school is a shop. Even the theory environment, it's tables that are in the shop with a bit of theory, and then they go and put it into practice. We come back, we do a bit of theory, we go back and practice again. So the learning environment is typically a shop. It's a carpentry shop.
Now, if somebody's interested in a career in carpentry, why would you recommend this program to them?
Because of the multitude of skills that they learn as a carpenter. Charpentier menuisier is one of the trades in the construction trades that have a various, that all of their skills vary. So they develop many, many skills that can be done. Like if I take residential and commercial painting, well, they're going to be doing a bit of fixing the walls, and then they're going to be painting. A carpenter goes from, as I said before, they go from installing windows and doors to flooring to roofing to even finishing. Toute la finition là, de menuiserie, that's where they develop those skills as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the course starts in March. It's in Waterloo, and it is a year's course, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It takes about 12 months, We say it's from March to May because there's there's pedagogical days and vacation days throughout the program. It's a 5-day-a-week program, 30 hours, and it's in a bilingual environment because at Eastern Township School Board, one of our orientations is bilingualism. So even if we're an English-speaking school board and an English vocational education center, our mandate is to support the students in their social vocational integration. And since we are English in a very French environment, we support the students in developing their skills, their language skills in French. You don't have to have been schooled in French to do the program in English because we're doing it in a bilingual environment. And all of our evaluations are trades. So the trades are done using the language of their choice. And by experience, when we do this, they even help each other out. So when we team up a more French-speaking student with an English-speaking student, they develop the language skills that they need. And when they develop, when a French student is being supported with an English student, because they don't have to stay in Quebec either. We have a lot of our students that we trained that are in Ontario that even went, now to the United States, but may have come back, but can go in the western part of Canada. We try to keep them in the Eastern Townships because this is the reason why we're opening these programs, because there is a lack of main-d'oeuvre for carpenters. So that's why we train them in a bilingual environment, is for our English-speaking population to develop their French enough to go into a French-speaking general contractor.
Okay, great ideas. Now, if somebody's interested, where can they find out more information or sign up?
They go directly on our website at lvtc.ca. They click on the carpentry program, and everything that they could ask for is there.
Okay, that is good to know. Anything else we left out, Diane, you'd like to add?
I think we made it through it. Yep, thanks, Maureen.
Well, thank you. Very interesting. We've been talking with Diane Labor. She's the director for the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, and we've been talking about the carpentry course coming up starting in March. So thanks very much, Diane.
Thank you, Maureen, for taking the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, their next presentation is coming up on Wednesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in Lennoxville. Everyone is welcome. And this time the presentation is Wetland Protection. Is it only good for frogs? Given by Jean-François Lalonde. Everybody is welcome to attend. Free admission. And we have some activities coming up at the Hutt ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lennoxville. There is a unit meeting on February 25th at 7 p.m. And there's a dance with Slightly Haggard at the Hutt on March 28th. The St. Patrick's Society of Richmond, they have quite a few events coming up. March 6th, jam session, live music at L'Ardoise Cooperative Brazicole, located at 445 Principal North in Richmond. March 7th, Musical Awakening, Discovering Irish Music with Roxanne Bolia, for children 0 to 5 years old and their parents. Older siblings are welcome. This happens at the Chapel at the Art Center in Richmond, 3rd floor, 10 a.m. March 7th, Corned Beef Supper, Hotel Gunter Tavern, 45 Principal North in Richmond. To reserve, call Erica, 819-826-3322, $35, 6 p.m. March 11th, the conversation with Richmond County Historical Society, Nicholas McCormick Gagnon, Senior Wellness Wednesdays, Richmond Regional High School, 35 Armstrong Street, 9:30 a.m. March 14th, Irish Table for Children and Art Activity with Miriam Bolio at the Daniel Menard Library, located at 820 Gowan Street in Richmond, 10:30 a.m. March 14th, Celtic Kitchen Party featuring the Great Irish Gathering, opening at Tradarium. This happens at the Art Center in Richmond, 1010 Principal North in Richmond, 819-826-2488. $33 adults, free for youth 12 to 18 years old, 7:30 p.m. The Honorable Bob Ray, former permanent representative of Canada to the United Nations, will be the next speaker in the Donald Lecture Series. The event will take place on Monday, March 23rd. International Women's Day Sock Hop Social Banquet Celebration. This happens on March 6 at 6 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. Reservation is required. Limited seats are available. $30 for Lennoxville District Women's Center members, $20 for youth age 13 and under, and $40 for new members, includes a one-year membership. So to find out some more information, visit the Lennoxville and District Women's Center. There will be a rummage garage sale at the Lennoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville, Thursday, March 12, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, March 13, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, March 14, $7 a bag sale from 9 a.m. to noon. We have a St. Patrick's Tea coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum, Saturday, March 14th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the special afternoon tea inspired by Irish tea traditions and the shared heritage of the Eastern Townships. In the intimate setting of Carolcroft, enjoy a moment of hospitality, tradition, and conversation, echoing the rituals that once brought communities together around the tea. Freshly baked scones with Devonshire-type cream, local jam, savory tea sandwiches, Irish-inspired appetizers, and a fine tea blend created exclusively for the museum by Miss Tea. Limited seating. Reserve your spot online at the website. Canada Reads and So Does Lennoxville, 2026 edition, coming up on Monday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church. Join them for a lively discussion and debate featuring local presenters. Nominations coming up for the QAHN Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network Marion Phelps Award, awarded to individual volunteers for outstanding long-term contributions to the preservation of the heritage and history of English-speaking Quebec. The Richard Evans Award, awarded to organizations or groups of volunteers for outstanding long-term contributions to the preservation of the heritage and history of English-speaking Quebec. Young Volunteer Award, recognizes outstanding volunteer contributions by Quebecers aged 18 to 30 to the preservation of the heritage and history of English-speaking Quebec. Nomination deadline, April 1st. To learn more about these awards or to download the nomination forms, go to qahn.org. For information or to email submissions, home@qahn.org. By mail, Awards Committee, 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, J1MOB8. You're listening to The Townships at 12 here on The Cube, 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen, and I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, the director of the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, Diane Labors, for talking to us about the new carpentry course starting in March. Visit lvtc.ca to learn more or sign up. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the show. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Canadian musician Bobby Bazzini, who is coming to the Granada Theatre in Sherbrooke this Thursday, February 26th. We will close part one with If I Had a Hammer, and it's by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Please stay tuned.
If I had a all over this land,
brothers and my sisters, all